Tell you what, I didn't get the chance to get out and get a nice healthy breakfast this morning. I was running late, shirts not ironed, less yesterday's shirts still in the wash, and I might have to run out and grab some lunch, maybe a hamburger, maybe a hot dog or two, something like that. Then again, I'm having a look at our next guest, and she's probably already shaking her head from the Cancer Council, their nutrition program manager, Wendy Watson. Good morning, Wendy. They're not really good suggestions for lunchtime, are they?
Good morning, Mark. I'm sorry, I didn't hear your suggestions.
I was thinking about getting some hamburgers and hot dogs for lunch. You're probably going to say, no, no, no.
Oh, well, there are better choices, and that's the idea of putting the Health Star rating on these foods so that you can actually see which ones get more stars, and so they'd be the ones that I'd direct you to rather than the ones that have only got one or half a star.
Which is what we're talking about this morning. You would love to see some ratings, though, because we pretty much rate everything else. We go online and we have a look at a hotel that we want to stay at, and if it's only got one or two stars, we're probably going to keep looking. I'm guessing this is the thought that would be behind, or hopefully would be behind, some ratings on the food star system.
So it's already started, Mark, in the grocery store. So it's not mandatory, but if you go into the grocery store, you'll notice that a lot of the foods have stars on them, between half a star and five stars. And so people are able then to compare the products. When they're standing trying to choose what to buy, they can choose the one with the most stars. So we're really just talking about rolling this out from the grocery stores then into the fast food chains. So it's a system that people already know from the supermarket and that they could use it in the fast food chains.
Would you like to see this over a relatively short period of time become a mandatory thing?
Well, the problem at the moment is because it's not mandatory, it's on selected products, and so that really doesn't help people choose the better product because, you know, the ones that have got few stars aren't likely to have the stars showing. So if it was mandated then, and that would be particularly important in fast foods because, you know, some of these fast foods will only have half one and a half stars.
You're not suggesting that a company or a firm that has something that may attract a four or a five star rating, they're glad to show that, but if their product's only got two or less, they're just going to just not sign up on that product. That wouldn't be happening, would it?
Well, we're told that it's a process of rolling out and changing the labels. That's what we're told.
Now, all of this is with an obesity message or prevention or turnaround of obesity message in mind. Do you really think that we have a place for fast or unhealthy food, I should say, within moderation as part of a healthier lifestyle?
So, yes, obesity is a really big problem and linked to a lot of chronic diseases, including cancer, and that's why we're talking about it. And so some of that fast food really doesn't have much of a place. It really is occasional, but unfortunately we're all into convenience. So we might pop in there when we're on a trip or just in a hurry. So fast food chains do have a place because we've got to face that we're all going to use them. Some of that food probably doesn't have a place. It should be really avoided. But within fast food chains, you can choose healthier foods, and we know that people are going to do that because of their convenience.
I guess it's like any sort of foods that are quote-unquote bad for us, that if you have something in moderation, like if you have a piece of cake or you have a burger that's probably not the best option for us, you don't sort of have it every day, but you have it, like you say, if you're running late or it is a treat, something like that, then you're pretty much okay.
That's right, that's right. If we all ate fresh foods most of the time and freshly prepared foods, it'd be okay to have those treats every now and again. Unfortunately, the fact that it's all so convenient and it's all around and there isn't a lot of information for people to work out what is the best choices, then it's really hard for us, and that's what's contributing to obesity.
Wendy, I've just had a look at the menu from the work canteen. There are some salad sandwiches on there, so I think I might go with that option. Good luck with the rollout of the fast food star ratings. Hopefully we can see it in a greater proportion fairly shortly.
Great. Thanks very much, Mark.
From the Cancer Council, their nutrition program manager, Wendy Watson, with a great idea, I think, for those fast food star ratings. We'll see if something comes of that soon. 2NURFM, it is 18 to 10.